The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to their fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. There's only time for a story today, a true story about Our Lady's role, an example of Our Lady's role from heaven. And this is a true story from events that happened in Mississippi in 1944. They are shared by Father O'Leary, who was the prison chaplain at that time. In 1944, a man named Claude Newman, an African-American, was a field worker, a laborer. And he was working one day on a field, and one of his close friends was attacked by another employee of the landowner. And in defense of his friend, Claude ended up killing the man. It was the favorite employee of the landowner. He had Claude arrested and put into prison, and he was given a short time to live. He would be executed just several months later. He arrives at the prison, and after a few days, he notices one of the inmates has this shiny medal around his neck. He inquires about it. The man says, "It's a miraculous medal. I don't have much use for it. Would you like it?" And he says, sure, he has no idea what it is. So he puts it on. That night, as he's asleep, he's awoken by a touch to his wrist. And in his own words, he says, "Standing next to me was the most beautiful woman that God ever made. She said to me only this, 'If you would like me to be your mother, and you would like to be my child, send for a priest of the Catholic Church.'" And she vanished. The next morning, that's the first thing he did. So the priest shows up, and by the time the priest shows up, he's told other inmates about what happened. 4 other men enter the RCIA with him. They want to take instruction on becoming a Catholic. So the classes begin. Several weeks into it, the priest comes in and says, "Today we are going to talk about the sacrament of confession." And Claude says, "Oh, Father, I know what that is." And the priest looked at him with surprise. And he said, "The lady told me that when we go to confession, we are kneeling down not before a priest, but we are kneeling down by the cross of her son. And when we are truly sorry for our sins and we confess our sins, the blood he shed flows down over us and washes us from all sin." The priest couldn't believe it. But Claude noticed that there was still some hesitancy to believe in his eyes, and he said this, "Father, she told me that if you doubted me or showed hesitancy, I was to remind you that lying in a ditch in Holland in 1940, you made a vow to her which she's still waiting for you to keep." Then the priest knew that it was real. A couple months go by and he is at the day of execution. And they're leading him to the chair. And all of a sudden the sheriff runs and he says, "Wait, wait, reprieve, reprieve. A 2-week reprieve has been given." Claude didn't know that the sheriff and the district attorney were fighting to save his life, have the sentence overturned. The priest turns and looks at Claude and he started to shed tears. And he thought they must be tears of joy. And he goes up to Claude to congratulate him. And he finds out that they are the opposite. And Claude says to him, "Father, you don't understand. If you ever looked into her face and looked into her eyes, you wouldn't want to live another day. What have I done wrong that God is leaving me here for 2 more weeks? He said, "Father, why? Why must I remain here?" And all of a sudden, the priest had this inspiration. He remembered this other inmate who hated Claude, who despised him, who persecuted him. And he says to him, "You know what? Maybe you're supposed to offer this time for his conversion." He says, "Why don't you offer God every moment that you are separated from Our Lady so that He will not be separated from God for all eternity?" And Claude says, "Okay, Father, just tell me, what do I do?" And so he does it. And he makes this daily offering. And the man persecutes him more than ever. 2 weeks later, Claude is sent to the electric chair and dies. Father O'Leary said, "I've never seen anyone go to their death more joyfully." 2 months go by, and it's time for the execution of this other inmate who has persecuted Claude. As he's being led to the chair, the sheriff walks up to him and says, "Would you like to say a prayer with me?" And he turned and he spit in the sheriff's face. As he's strapped in the chair, the sheriff says, "Do you want me to call a priest?" The man was a fallen away Catholic. And he begins to blaspheme God loudly. All of a sudden, the condemned man stopped. His eyes became fixed on the corner of the room. And his face turned to one of absolute horror. He began to scream. And he said, "Sheriff, get me a priest, get me a priest." Father O'Leary was in the room. It was required by law that a clergyman be there. He comes up and he says, "Father, I want to go to confession." The entire room is cleared. The priest hears his confession. Afterwards, the sheriff comes back in and says, "Father, why? Why did he want to see you?" And he says, "I don't know. I didn't ask him." And the sheriff says, "Well, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight unless I know." So he goes up to ask him. The man says this. He says, "Do you remember that black man, Claude? The guy I hated so much. I saw him standing over in the corner, and behind him, with one hand on each shoulder, was the Blessed Mother. And Claude said to me, 'I offered my death in union with Christ on the cross for your salvation. She has obtained for you this gift. You have been allowed now, you will be allowed to see your place in hell.'" He said, "Sheriff, that's when I began to scream." Claude's last words that he said to the priest before he was executed, he says, "Father, I will remember you. And whenever you have a request, ask me, and I will ask her." May we ask for the grace to grow in devotion to Our Lady today.